Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's a Wednesday. Hump day.
Hey, Wednesday.
My ass has been absolutely and totally kicked by daylight savings time. Saving time, not saving.
Why is it? Because they say, you know, it's just an hour, and it is just an hour, but it's like a total mental reset, right?
I don't know what's going on. Last night, that cold front that I think you guys got before me, with thunderstorms and nasty weather and all that, came through southwest Florida. Very mellow. It didn't get us as badly as we thought. They thought it was going to be a lot worse, but we did have thunderstorms, and 2:30 in the morning, my Boston Terrier, at the top of his lungs, I mean, I'm talking a blissful 10:30 into bed, dead sleep, 2:30 in the morning, because the acorn brain is barking at a thunderstorm. And I, when I get awakened like that, which is scared awake, which is like, what happened?
You sit
bolt upright. You know, I got the big old CPAP mask. Yeah. It's a beautiful picture. Got the big old CPAP mask hanging from my face, and I'm looking, Carl, what? Shut up. The dog was in the bed with us. Right. And then Carla, bam, puts the dog in the crate, goes back to bed. I, on the other hand, I'm up. I got to have a moment or two.
Sure.
And I'm really, really parched because I had a glass of wine before bed.
That'll do it.
Thirsty.
And I make myself a big liquid IV. Anyway.
How does he do with thunderstorms during daylight? Does he bark at them? Does he get upset? Does it?
He's trying to protect you guys.
Yeah.
What about getting him a thunder sweater?
You mean like Thunder Buddies?
No, they make thunder sweaters for dogs.
It's a thunder coat. Isn't it called a thunder coat?
Thunder shirt.
Same thing.
I see.
What is a thunder shirt? I don't even know what that is.
It's a heavy, tight garment that you put on your dog that makes them feel comfort.
It's a compression shirt for your dog.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it not only prevents them from barking, it makes them look a lot sexier.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Is that one of your new shirts?
Yeah.
Well, it only took a while for you to get the collar to look really, really flat.
It's good to see you too.
I am just kidding.
Thank you for bringing it
isn't
up.
Isn't that collar?
It's not a button down.
Supposed to be up.
It's not a button down.
No, it is technically supposed to be up a little
bit
more. Okay,
sorry about that. I have no mirror in here.
Let me see if I can do it.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
This is better than, you know, his t-shirts.
I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm a little bit tired.
What was your go-to t-shirt before your dress shirts? I'm sorry, Mike. What was your go-to t-shirt?
Well, it was
Ghostbuster shirt.
No, you know what? You laugh. Ever since I started coming here,
hold on.
No,
we've got an accident in Florida.
I had a real
Well, it's karma. It's karma.
Hold on. I got it all over karma. My computer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ghostbusters got me.
No, I know that I have a reputation, but since I've been coming to the new location, I've never worn shorts. I've never worn Birkenstocks.
I've almost worn a collared shirt.
Fun.
Yeah, we love you.
But if I were to wear a t-shirt, I would probably wear, I've got a new Superman t-shirt I like very much.
I'm schlubby today too, Rob. I'm schlubby today.
No, I don't believe that. Not for a moment.
I do. I'm schlubby.
Not for a moment.
Rob's like super dressed up. He's got his dark jeans. He's got his dress shirt and his Rothies on.
Yeah, the Rothies, the driving loafers. They're great shoes.
That's wonderful. I'm happy and I'm sorry that I'm a little goofy tired. I don't know what it is today. I mean, I've certainly had interrupted sleep patterns, but it's the combination of the two. And I think in the news today, I've got a story about the United States Senate passing the permanent daylight savings time. So that this is the way, they're going to do it again next year.
23.
And then it passes.
What is wrong with Congress? Why can't they do something that takes effect? Why wouldn't you see countries like New Zealand? What?
The founding fathers purposely made our system of justice and government move slowly so as not to be too reactionary. That was part of the design in 1776.
Certain things, though, reactionary, since it's been around for a million years,
I'd be so pleased if this passed and next March was the last time we sprung forward and that was it. I'd be so happy
with
that.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Then it'll be 2023.
Right. I'll take that. Now,
I'm not getting any younger, so sometimes I want them to hustle. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen who's the senator that I like the most? Leahy out of Vermont.
Oh.
Have you seen him?
No.
You know, you want to talk about, they talk about old Joe Biden, losing his fastball. Take a look at Pat Leahy. I think that's
his name.
Senator Pat.
Let me eyeball him.
Yeah. Well,
he stopped talking with energy 30 years ago.
If he springs forward, that just means he's an hour closer to death.
Let me see if I can.
Well, weren't you a Bird guy before Leahy?
Senator Bird?
Yeah. Senator Bird from West Virginia?
Yes.
He did. He served for quite some time, Senator
really
Bird.
Didn't have that kind of accent.
Yeah, but I think
it
works.
Maybe a little bit.
I think
maybe
it works
wasn't
for that.
Wasn't Senator Bird the king of pork?
He may have been. He got a lot of projects for his state.
Oh,
very popular.
I thought it
state.
Was a verb.
Right, not bacon pork.
I like... No, verb, meaning like what he loved to do.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, the senator.
Oh.
All right, he's president pro tem of the United States Senate.
Oh, okay.
And he's also, right. I believe, a senator from Vermont. Let me see
Vermont.
If I can get a video of the old man. Let me see. All right,
you know, I wish we all knew a little bit more about politics.
Here we go. Let's see if I can get it.
We know enough to complain about daylight savings.
Yeah, but this is how dumb we are. Like at the root of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're not, maybe this is our lot in life.
Well, we do stream of consciousness, and then something will come up, and then I'll want to get him on TV.
But do you believe? We'll but I like, I can't even picture Leahy.
All right, let's give us. Here we go. I think I've got him here. Here we go.
All right.
Madam President, today, February 7th, marks the 60th anniversary of the day the United States economic embargo against Cuba first went into effect. Think of that. 60 years.
This is as energetic as I've ever seen it.
I like to imagine him doing this.
60 sessions of Congress.
Sitting alone in a room with nothing.
Six transformational decades ago. And dating all the way back to the middle of the Cold War. The goal of the embargo, which has been expanded multiple times, was unmistakable.
Is the end of the speech when he says, lift embargo.
I think
lift
those embargo. Sentences.
I have that too, Rob. God, you're making me work too hard.
I'm sorry about that.
All right, yeah.
He looks good. His headshot isn't bad.
This is from the very, very end of the three.
To be precise, declassified April 1960 State Department memo, confidently entitled The Decline and Fall.
Okay. That's the
name.
I sometimes have to demonstrate my point.
Vermont, since 1975.
Oh, my God. That's a while.
He's 81.
Now, he's 81, and he's a very old 81.
80 wonderful.
Right. 80 wonderful, and now Master Blaster.
Who run Bartertown?
Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Lift embargo.
There's Senator
Lift
Leahy.
Lift embargo.
There he is.
I am a human backpack. All right, anyway. What's going on?
Georgetown Law graduate. It's a very accomplished man.
Yeah. He was in the first class at Georgetown Law.
Hydrating a lot today.
How dare you?
Embargo.
Lift dehydration.
Lift dehydration. Thank you, Liquid IV. I appreciate that. I truly, truly do. Before we get our talking head in here, I want to hear, you've been chomping to discuss your actual visit to a theater.
Yes.
Where you saw the Batman. Is it The Batman?
That's
now?
The title of this one. The Batman, yes.
All right.
And it was my first, to put this into perspective, the first time I've been to a movie theater since I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That was the last in theater experience.
Well over 2 years.
Yeah. So it was exciting.
3 years.
Robert was very into seeing the Batman. He's home for spring break. He said, can we go? I said, absolutely.
Yes.
He said, it can be like a birthday thing for me. I said, great. I'll buy the tickets. So my birthday present from him was me buying tickets and going to the movie. But seeing it with him was quite rewarding. We went to our go-to theater in Leesburg is the Cobb Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's very close to my house. But
they have great salads there.
They do. And they, Mike, what happened is they sold recently to a corporation, CMX. So now it's CMX Theaters. And I thought, you know what?
What do you feel about that?
So it's no longer the Cobb?
No. So I'm thinking, you know what? If they have been purchased, I'm probably in for a great movie-going experience.
Because we have a theater down here that's all bicycle drive-up.
Really?
It's the BMX theater.
Lots of tricks.
Well, this theater might as well just be the BM theater now. Because
why?
I went in there, and first of all, there's no one at the ticket. I bought the tickets in advance, but you still have to like cash in your voucher for the ticket, right?
Oh, you can scan your phone.
Well, I
why are you asking Oscar that?
Because I know technology.
Just looking for verification.
Yeah, you don't just scan your phone?
No, I
print them out like an old man?
Yeah, I do. Well, I am an old man.
You're not an old man.
And so I go in and it says, no one at the ticket booth, see concierge.
Yeah.
So go up the escalator to the concierge.
Boy, that's sad.
Disinterested, zit-faced teenager.
Well, that's forever. I mean, that's before COVID, too.
Yeah, but in the before times, at least you had people that were there to work.
Yeah, and you had, and they and they showed an interest. They showed an interest. And I said, three for the Batman. And she, okay, theater 13.
Yeah.
And I said, great. Chunk, we get our ticket.
Was she running both ticket collection and the concessions?
No, concierge. So if you had a problem, you would also go to this theater.
It serves as both.
Yeah.
I've seen these before. It serves as both.
This is a big theater.
Yeah, it is. It has a bar, which was not open. And so I could not get a beer. And so I
What time of day was it?
4:30. I thought it was, you know.
So you were pissed.
You get a beer at 4:30 to go see a movie.
Yeah, that's when the beast starts creeping.
So then I said, let's go over to the concession stand and we'll get something to eat. And we go through.
You reach for the concessions because you haven't had your beer yet.
I shake. That's it. I shake.
That sucks, though, if they have a bar and they don't. I mean, come on.
And so we go through, and the concession stand is sort of almost like a circular deal where you go through like a path, and then you end up at the cash
register. So it's like a circle in the middle of the
lobby,
the theater.
Right. No, the lobby. Yeah.
That's kind of old school, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. That's an old school design.
And so we go in, and first of all, no popcorn is popped. None. Mm. None.
Mm.
The place looks abandoned. And then there's another disinterested teenager, and he said, would you like some popcorn? I'll have to make it. And I said, you know what? No thanks. And I looked to the left.
That would have been the best piece, fresh popcorn.
Fresh popcorn.
Yeah, but I didn't want, you know what? It should be ready to go. It should be easy. Because
when you go to a movie, you want to go into the theater. You want to see the movie.
And I look,
running late?
We're perfectly on time.
Okay,
perfectly
on time.
Yeah, but you know what? As I looked
around.
You
want to see the trailers and all that.
Yeah, I want to yell out the word scrambles. I want to do all the stuff that I always do. Yeah. And I look. The refrigerator that should have bottled water in it is empty. There is a pile on the counter, a pile of wet napkins just sitting there. And nothing is stocked. The half of the fountain beverage machine is out of order. It says out of order, out of order, out of order.
So they've given up?
I don't know.
They've
got to be just holding
dear life.
Just holding on by the skin of their teeth. Good and I would
Lord.
Think
the speedwax coming all demanding stuff.
Now would be the time I would think
the
to really
a small business owner.
Really sort of try a little bit harder, at least to keep it looking clean.
Thirsty people here.
So I said, you know what? They're not getting our money. And we go in and
you showed them.
We did. And here's the deal. The movie going experience in the theater was great. We got the rumbling seats. Have you ever done that?
Vibration seats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a little while.
It's a vibration.
They rumble and they vibrate.
That's like a rumble pack for your body.
It's a very immersive experience.
It was good. For the first 5 minutes, my seat was not synced up with the movie. So after the gunshot would go, there was like a pause before my seat would rattle. So that was a little messed up. But
why do you think that was?
A probably excessive weight, Oscar.
But it did catch up?
It did catch up, and I will tell you this, Mike.
It had to calibrate.
The Batman is my favorite Batman film since the Keaton movie came out in 1989, and I think even you would like it. Because
really?
They don't have over-the-top villains that sort of steal the show. The classic villains are there, and it's a detective story. It is almost a whodunit. It is really a good plot, well-told. Nine out of ten. Robert Pattinson, and you almost don't even realize it's him. He underplays it so well.
They said it's a very dark film.
There's
shadowy, and you can't really see.
Not a daylight scene in the movie, it seems. And also, it takes place because they actually give you time codes of when it starts and when it stops. I think it takes place over 6 days. Every day it rains in Gotham City. This is really a horrible place to live. Mm-hmm.
But, so it's you and your son that went to see this?
And Julia came up, too.
So all the three, the two kids.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was good, and it is a movie that, if you are inclined to go to a movie theater, I think this one's worth it. Just don't go to the CMX Theater in Leesburg.
There it is. Good. Because you won't get popcorn.
Well, you won't. Also, you have to look at wet refuse in the snack bar
area. That's not cool.
No, it's not.
I mean, if you're going to open your doors, get her done. Were there many other patrons there for that big blockbuster movie?
I would say the theater was about a third full.
Why not go to the Alamo with all its glory?
Because the Alamo is a little further away.
Okay.
And you know what? The last time I went to the Cobb Theater 2.5 years ago, they had it together. Absolutely. Okay. It's a great theater. Never
again.
It'll
be Alamo for you from now on.
Of course. Yes. And Mike, I will remember the Alamo.
Yeah, thank you. That's very good.
88% audience score, 85% tomato meter, certified fresh.
What, the Batman?
Yes.
You need to see it.
I want to see it. Look, that's something that's on my list.
There are two great action sequences, Mike, that are just mind-blowing. There's
2 hours and 56 minutes.
It is a long film. It is a long film.
We've got a lot of media that we can review. We do a lot of that on the show now, and we'll talk about it later, but we want to bring in our talking head. This is our latest talking head, one of my favorite segments of the week, Paul Price. Paul has been listening to us since 1992 and is a since day one podcast guy. He grew up near Newport News, Virginia, and majored in photography with a minor in graphic design at the prestigious Savannah College of Art and Design, SCAD. I know that place.
Great place.
There has only been 1 month that he did not listen to us daily, when he was in a medically induced coma following a massive stroke in 2014. Well, I still think, you know, you could have tried a little harder.
Read on.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Read on.
Moving right along. Because his friends knew of his listening habits, they put earbuds in his ears and played the show for him while he was comatose. Aww. This is just astonishing. I can't wait to talk. His credits... he credits TMOS for helping him recover post-stroke. He had lost everything and had to start completely over at age 49. He says that the constant laughter from TMOS helped him find his new reality. I'm sprinting through this bio. He is twice married with two kids, Wesley and Bradley. He is currently living in Sin with the love of his life and fiance Jody. He has been a professional drummer, worked in technology and IT, taught photography in Fairfax County High School, and now is an Uber driver in the Hampton Roads area. He met and jammed with Buddy Rich in 1982. Met and jammed. Jeez. Oh, my God. And he is, like Mike, a baseball dad. He is currently writing a book about his medical journey and says humor is healing. His favorite impressions are Charlie, Major Bill, Winston. I'm sorry. I always have to put out the pinky when we will fight the coma. We will fight it on the beaches. We will fight it in the air. And we will, obviously, Paul Price will never surrender. And Dennis Murphy, who we've been talking about. Hello, Mike. Time for my facial. Might be happening today. I don't know. Favorite thing about TMOS, when we give each other S. Then pull back the curtain and reveal how much we truly care about each other. And he has a dog named Dickles. That might be the greatest name for a dog in the history of dogs. What a spectacle. Oh, God, I'm so bummed I didn't come up with that. Dickles.
Come here, Dickles.
Dickles. Oh, God. Let's welcome Paul Price. Paul. Probably the best bio I've ever read. The talking head segments never disappoint. How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Dickles. I have to start at the end. Where did you... That is just so special to name your dog Dickles. I love that.
Actually, I didn't name him Dickles. Dickles is an inherited dog. Jody's mom passed
That's your
away.
Fiance.
Yes.
Yeah, Jody's mom passed away in November of 2020. And part of the will was that we get her dog. and her dog was Dickles. Now,
so you don't know? Do you not know how the dog got its name?
I do know how the dog got its name.
Okay, Dickles.
Okay, Dickles. Jody's dad, who had passed 12 years prior from Alzheimer's, his name was Richard, and everybody called him Dick. So when he died, Jody's mom got Dickles, and Dickles was her new companion. So that's why she named him Dickles. Now, the name Dickles is today, I mean, it's very appropriate because Dickles is strictly dickly.
Dickles. Dickles is strictly dickly. What is the breed of Dickles, or did I read that already?
Dickles is a Westie.
Okay, so that's usually a very energetic dog. I take it the dog's a little long in the tooth, right? An older dog?
I think he's around 13.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So he's an old dog. All right.
And then we have another dog, a boxer named Duncan. Now, I'm a fan of the smushy faced dogs, as you are.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, well, my wife really is. Yeah.
You know, and when I said your impression of Winston, I'm talking about your impression of your dog.
Oh, the Winslow.
Winslow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
You're in a coma. No worries.
Yeah. I've completely forgotten my invitation of Winslow, Rob.
Oh, it's a Boston. He's got a Boston accent.
Yeah, yeah. He's Boston.
Hi there. My name's Winslow.
And I grew up with two Boston Terriers.
Oh, they're phenomenal animals. They really, really are. They're incredible. And Winslow, the wonder dog, who's based on my friend
Johnny on the
Gino.
Spot.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot. I'd sure like to meet Dickles. I really, really would. All right, we got to get right to this because we don't have all that much time. But I want to ask you about your medical history, which you say you have written a book about. That you are a very, very young man. And that they put you were in a coma after having what had to be a very severe stroke that could have killed you. And how long were you in a coma, Paul?
I was in a coma for a month, in an induced coma for a month at Inova Fairfax Hospital. And I recall, and I've been told by some of my friends that they played your show in my ear along with music and things like that while I was in the coma. And I have memories. I can't be specific about it, but I have memories of hearing voices when I was in the coma. I mean, I had dreams. People had conversations with me, and I've recited some of the conversations word for word. And, you know, so if you ever have to experience somebody in a coma and you think that they can't hear you, when you're talking to them, keep talking to them. I promise you, they hear you. If they're brain dead, then I don't think that they will. But I mean, I had brain activity obviously going on.
And this was a month long, all the way back in 2014. And
yes, sir.
you had to get everything back after that.
I did. I spent 9 months in rehab, learning to walk again and learning to, as somebody who's been left-handed for over 50 years, I had to learn to do everything again with my right hand.
Wow. And what was your prognosis when you came out of everything and you finally got everything back? What did they tell you back at the moment? What was your prognosis of survival?
Sure. Okay. When they put me in the coma, I sent Rob, I don't know if you got it, Rob, I sent you a bunch of pictures, and you feel free to share it with Mike if you want. There's a picture of me when I was in the coma and when I was intubated. The last words I remember was the doctor in the emergency room asking me if I knew what intubate meant. And I said, yeah, it means you're going to put a tube down my throat and help me breathe. He said, yep, we're going to do it now. And when he said now, the lights went out and I woke up a month later.
Wow.
And I've since interviewed him for my book. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, you know, doc, what did you do when you said now? He said, oh, I pushed the propofol. And I was on a propofol drip for a month, keeping me in the coma. And they had to put me in the coma because my blood pressure was so high when I had my stroke. I mean, I don't know if you know what high blood pressure is, Mike, or Rob, or Oscar. My blood pressure was 275 over 150 the night of my stroke.
Man.
And the doctors have said, and I was very lucky to be at Inova Fairfax. I mean, Rob and I talked about it on the phone last week. And, you know, Inova Fairfax is one of the top five stroke centers in the country.
And they saved my son's life. I mean, absolutely. Clearly they did. It's one of the
And my daughter Elizabeth was born there.
Yeah.
So we all have that in common.
So I got circumcised there.
Twice?
Thank you, Oscar, for chipping in. I know you wanted to be part of it. Thank you very much. Yeah, it did stop the show in a good way, didn't it? Didn't it, Paul, that it just kind of like the circumcision comment, he was circumcised there. That's right. They took him from another hospital near Olney, Maryland, and brought him all the way out to Inova Fairfax.
Only the best.
So he could get the snip snip.
It was a special case, Mike.
All right. So, you know, it's just, did you, so it came out of the blue. Did you have any kind of family history of stroke at all?
You know, my, from what I've been told by my father, my grandfather, my dad's dad, died of a stroke when I was, I think, 3 years old. I don't even really remember him, but there is some history of heart disease and stroke, I think, with my grandfather. But I had no symptoms of having a stroke when I had the stroke. I did have hypertension. I was a 2-pack-a-day smoker for 40 years.
Okay.
And I had quit prior. And, you know, I thought that I was doing better. I'd lost a little bit of weight and all that. And it was, I'd come home from work and I was watching TV and it felt like a bolt of lightning struck me. And all of a sudden the left side of my body went numb and was tingling. And I kind of panicked. And I walked to my bathroom, looked in the mirror, and the left side of my face was drooping. So my consciousness, I guess, put two and two together, and I realized I was having a stroke. I collapsed on the floor of my bathroom, army crawled across the hall to my office, propped myself up against the wall, and I called my dad. And my dad, it's so funny, my dad, you know, I called him because everybody asked me, well, why'd you call your dad? I said, well, you know, he's kind of my best friend, even though we've been at odds for years when I was a teenager. I mean, he's the best friend I have.
Okay.
And he picks up the phone and I said, Dad, I'm having a stroke. He said, well, why are you calling me and you're not calling 911? I said, well, you're kind of my best friend and I don't know if I'm going to make it through this. So I want to tell you, I love you. He goes, well, I love you too. I love you too. Hang up the damn phone and call 911. So I called 911. He said, have them call me from the ambulance. I called 911. Within 6 minutes, the firemen and the paramedics were in my house.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And that's pretty damn lucky, too, in that situation.
That,
and that's
that golden hour.
Yeah, not to make light of your relationship with your father, but you know the dad could have picked up the phone and called 911. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He was out of town. Yeah.
Oh,
was he in Guam? Does he not have two way?
That's awesome. So a long, long road to recovery with this and laughter.
Still recovering.
Still recovering and
what
laughter.
Were you watching? I'm sorry, Mike.
Go ahead.
What were you watching on TV?
Something on my Apple TV. I mean, I have four of them.
Yeah. But you don't remember specifically the program.
It was called.
I think I was watching The Blacklist.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
that is just
James Spader.
Yeah.
So it's your left side that has been the problem side for you. You're still.
I mean, I can still lift my arm, but I couldn't lift my arm above about right here for 9 months.
Oh wow!
Because I have a frozen shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've gotten to the point where I can lift it over my head, but it snap crackles and pops every time I lift it.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds to me like this is an ongoing, you said, continuing to recover. So it's every day, every month, every week. What's the progress like now?
Stroke recovery is not over a matter of months. It's over a matter of a lifetime. Once you have a stroke, you never, ever get back 100%. In very rare cases, and it's still not 100%. There's still some deficit. So you just have to learn to deal with it. And I really, truly, other than my physical therapists, who are awesome, I call them physical terrorists because they inflict so much pain. But they really, along with them and my best friends and you guys and humor and all of that, it kind of saved my life, because when I was in rehab, I was suicidal. And if I didn't laugh, if I didn't make a joke out of things, and I didn't have that laughter, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now.
That is just amazing. And your history is amazing. And I imagine having been a professional drummer in your life, mm-hmm. that it was frustrating going through, if you were active and you were doing all that, it's just amazing. As far as your ability to be into photography, were you able to do that relatively soon afterwards? Or what came back? What's something that came back during your recovery that was special?
You know, the thing that came back that was special during my recovery, honestly, was just the new me. I mean, I just a new perspective on life and a new perspective on friendship. I have so many dear friends that I credit in my book. And I was telling Rob the other day, Mike, that there is a part of my book, there is a chapter where you guys are in it.
Oh,
because
wow.
because of what I kind of experienced with you guys. I've been listening to you, Mike, since 1991.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I've been there through all the stuff and
the marriages.
The marriages.
We don't have to mention the marriages.
Well, he's been married. He's been married twice.
There's no need to mention. I mean, I know I've been through a lot of other stuff too. Oh.
It's fun what Oscar chooses to tip in with, isn't it?
This is yeah. True.
The radio stations.
Circumcision.
Yes. And it's, shut up. But anyway, it's stop you and stop laughing, Paul. I don't care if you had a stroke. The drumming thing. I'm kidding, of course. I have
of course.
To. You actually jammed with Buddy Rich in 1982 when he was right towards the end for Buddy
Rich.
Yeah,
when I told Rob this, he said, "We have to tell Mike." I too have been. I mean, I've been playing drums since I was 4 years old. I'm 56, so. For a long time, and I've taught drums and I toured and I was a session musician for a long time.
Wow.
So as any drummer that's been drumming, that's kind of in our age group, even though you're older than me, Mike, we still are in the same age group.
Same bracket, 50, yeah. Mid 50 guys will know Buddy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Buddy Rich was my idol. He was the whole reason that I got started. So back in the 70s and 80s, Buddy Rich and his big band would go around touring high schools that had strong band programs, and they would get up and they would play in front of the high school. And if they had a kid that was a decent drummer, they would invite that person up on stage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I was at Kempsville, I think it was at Kempsville or Princess Anne High School in Virginia Beach. And there was a blind girl who was a phenomenal jazz drummer, much better jazz drummer than me. That got up there, and she was almost like a savant with it.
Wow.
She got up there and she was playing Birdland with Buddy. I'll never forget it. And she was swinging big time, and Buddy didn't like it.
This is a Buddy Rich prick story. This is great. Yes. Buddy Rich was Dickles.
He was a douchebag.
Well, you're not alone with that one. He didn't like it that she was doing that well.
And he actually called her out and said, "Slow your roll." So,
oh my
really?
God.
Really?
At any point did he say did he ever say not my tempo?
Oh my God, that's what the hell's that movie with what's his name in it?
Whiplash.
Whiplash. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes. So what happened after that? After the blind girl was up there, the visually challenged girl.
She played and she walked off stage and he was not happy with the, he felt like she got more applause than he did.
Oh.
And he did not like it at all.
Wow.
Really? How do you come into play with this?
I was there as well. And I got up on stage and I played with him as well. And, oh and I, God.
But so, he didn't tell you to slow your roll.
No, he didn't tell me to slow my roll. Probably,
what tune did you play?
Because I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Okay.
I
mean, all right.
I want to say, I mean, it could have been, I mean, she and I both played together on one song with him, and it may have been we both played Birdland. I just don't remember. It's been so long.
What was your from that time?
I did have a brain injury, you know.
Yes. did you feel like he was mad at her because he was jealous of her, the ovation, as you just mentioned, or was he mad at her?
He wasn't mad at the annoyed. Fact that she was he was annoyed that she was getting more attention and more applause than he was.
Mm.
Because him being the consummate.
So would you set up three kits on the stage? Is that how it was?
Yes.
Oh, how cool. I never saw him do that. I saw him at a high school one time. They didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And I saw him, I saw him 11 times in concert. But that is, that's amazing. But kind of, you know, it's not like I'm not believing you because, I mean, everybody knows Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy could be in a mood. And if Buddy was in a mood, it wouldn't matter. Oh, my God. Look, the girl that can't see is playing Birdland beautifully and Buddy's mad.
The weirdest thing is after it, Buddy Rich went back to her dressing room and rearrange the furniture, and I think that is not okay.
Oh God, there you go.
He put extra doorknobs on the door too.
Oh my, this has just been so much fun talking to you, Paul. I love that you know, we were a small part of you getting through this amazingly difficult time
and
in
Mike,
your life.
Mike, if sorry to interrupt you, but if I
go ahead,
I do have this set up. I do want to do a shameless plug.
Oh, I'm drinking it right now.
Yes.
I'm drinking the strawberry. Strawberry. Yay. That's the strawberry.
Liquid IV. There he is.
It works.
That's all,
I'm addicted to it.
It is addictive. It really is. Probably shouldn't say that. They probably don't like it. Saying. Before we let you go, is there anybody you want to say hello to out in podcast land?
Well, I want to say hello to my boys, Wesley and Bradley, and I want to say hello to the love of my life, Jody. She doesn't watch podcasts, but she will see this YouTube. She'll see it on YouTube when I share it with her later today.
Hey,
and
Jody.
Of course to my dad, and you know, Mike, you and I also have something in common that, you know, you were celebrating the anniversary of your mom's death. My mom passed away a year ago, March the 9th.
Oh, so we're in that same boat. I'm going down to this weekend to get together with my sister because this Friday will be the anniversary of my mom passing. God bless her. She didn't go on St. Patrick's Day. She hung in there. And it's wonderful to remember that. You know, your story and the fact that this is the most affirming segment that we do on this show. I never dreamed in a million years that I would have moments like this with people that listen to what we do. And it's just incredible that you've made this recovery and learning to do everything all over again. And I can tell you've got a great sense of humor. And I know that that did help you. And Paul, thank you for sharing that. Will you make that book available to us? We'll give it a plug
I absolutely will. I absolutely will make it available to you. It's going to be an audiobook first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I will send you guys the link to the audio. And then the paper copy will probably come 6 months to a year after that. I've already written it once, and then I didn't like how it came out, and I scrapped it and started all over again.
One thing that's really remarkable, Mike, I just want to jump in. One of the reasons his audio sounds so good is he built himself a small studio because he's dictating the book because he finds that easier than actually writing it.
That's
so
awesome.
It's fascinating.
I want to keep tabs on that, and I want to make sure that we get that. And can I? I don't want you to share your working title, or you can.
I can. It's God Said Walk.
God Said Walk. All right.
Are you open to some options? Maybe.
Well, I was going to give him one.
Okay. Yeah. I have one as well.
Dickles, A Love Story.
You win.
That's what
it'll move better in certain markets.
Yeah. You'll be able to get that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul Price. We got to take a break. We got to get
out
of here.
I'm honored.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What a pleasure. I love it. Oh my God, do I love the talking head segment. Good job, Paul. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun and thrills. What was yours, just out of curiosity?
Me and Dickles.
Me and Dickles. Okay. Yours was good too. Me and Dickles. Now I got 400 of them. I will take a break and come back with more.
You know who's going to play the Batman villain this weekend? Mark Riddell.
God damn it, Twitch.
Dude, improve Joker product!
Hiding in a secret hidden lair in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California, the evil Dr. Twitch plots his next caper along with his sidekick, a Monotron henchman.
I have to admit, even for me, it's evil genius.
What's the plan, Twitch?
We slowly shut off the promo pipeline leading to the Mike O'Mara show until Mike is enraged about the lack of new content. And chaos will ensue. Rob will take all the blame.
And Booney will lie and scratch his face about technical problems.
From there, it's a simple smash and grab job.
Then we cover our tracks by buying fabulous jewels from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center by clicking the link
to the Batcave.
Thank you very much, Jim. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, I'm Mike O'Mara, AARP member.
Yeah!
True. Oh, sure, I'm still young at heart, but as we get older, we are more concerned about affordable health care, lower prescription costs, and protecting Social Security and Medicare. AARP advocates for you and offers financial resources, fraud protection, help, information on joining local volunteer groups, and much more. AARP knows you have a lot of good years ahead. I used to think AARP was just for old people, but anyone over 50 can truly benefit from family caregiving support, access to news and community events, driving safety tips, job boards, and resume advice, not to mention great discounts on things like prescriptions not covered by Medicare, and up to 15% off meals at participating restaurants.
Right.
And that's the way you say that. Remember, AARP is the largest advocacy group for people that are 50 plus. Here's what I want you to do. Try the benefits for yourself. Go to AARP.org/TMOS to join for just $12 for your first year with automatic renewal. You'll get a second membership for free, plus AARP The Magazine, and a free gift. That's AARP.org/TMOS. It's The Magazine, not
right.
Time Magazine.
No.
Sorry about that. Well, I'm over 50. You know, sometimes reading can be a little bit of a challenge. Give me a break, okay? I'm doing the very best I can.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start with some more, probably the last that you'll hear about the death of Bob Saget. The records, some of them regarding this, have been permanently sealed. The Orange County Sheriff's Office released its incident report on the matter, hoping to prove once and for all that his death was an accident. They say that Bob arrived back at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Orlando just after 2 a.m. on January 9th. We've had that before. Mm-hmm. Following a performance, the valet says he didn't notice anything odd, like slurred speech or balance issues. But Bob even took a selfie with a guy.
Wow.
At that wee hour of the morning. Bob was observed on security video walking across the lobby towards the elevators, then from the elevators to his room. He was by himself, and he didn't stop or interact with anyone. Once inside the room, his door was never unlocked or opened, and security found his body later that day. Police found no evidence of foul play or of anyone else being in the room. Based on his injuries, they think that Bob hit his head on something hard but padded. The two most likely culprits would be the headboard or the carpeted floor.
Yeah.
So just a freak accident, and you kind of think that's it. That's just the way it happened. Very, very tragic.
Scary.
And
it is.
Very, very sad. Let me lighten the mood for you a little bit right now. Mike Tyson's weed company is now selling edible gummies in the shape of an ear with a bite taken
out of it.
You know what? Say what you will. He stays in the forefront, doesn't he?
He knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is based on the 1997 WBA championship fight where Tyson literally took a bite out of Evander Holyfield's ear. There's no word if Evander's getting a cut or a bite of the profits. But in a joint interview a few years ago, Mike brought up the idea, and he made it sound like Evander was figured in. He said, quote,
"You might be in the business because we're going to make some holy ears. We're going to make holy ears there. We're going to some edibles of the ear that got a bite taken out of them."
Mike, do you shower much?
Yeah, Rob.
Do you shower much?
I don't shower much.
Why?
It's just things you see. You know, see.
Like what?
Genitals.
What the hell? Like that.
It's an oldie, but goodie.
That's so great.
Evander Holyfield responded by saying,
"Well, I could do that."
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson in the same story. Yes.
I forgot that he bit another man's ear off.
Horrible bite. Mm-hmm. Just like hair.
Like a chunk.
Down on it.
On television.
Yes. I mean, a live coverage of a fight.
Yeah.
Wow. I just saw the ear. I had to chomp down. I just bite his ear. Bite his ear. This bite his ear hard. And I just couldn't help it. I just saw it right in front of me. It was just sitting there. And it was saying to me, "Come on now, bite my ear off. Just take the ear."
The ear was talking to you?
It was there. The ear was speaking to me loudly.
Wow.
Loud Evander Holyfield voice that says, "Yeah, but you can't bite me. I bet you can't bite me."
Oh, it challenged. The ear challenged you.
Yeah. "But you can't bite me."
And what did you do?
You bitch.
Oh, no.
I remember that.
I forgot about that, too.
I bit his ear.
Long, colorful history.
Yes. Chopped his ear off. That's what I did. Didn't like his ear.
Thank you, Mike.
What the F was that?
Anyway, waiting for the government to get around to meeting your needs can be torture. Rod Stewart had the problem, so he took matters into his own hands. Video went viral of Rod and some of his pallies filling potholes in a road near his home because they were actually damaging cars. That's how bad the potholes were. Rod didn't even dare drive his Ferrari over them.
I wouldn't dare.
So much money. Even though he got some online support, local highway officials weren't impressed. Of course they weren't impressed. The people that don't do anything for the people that need the help with the potholes, the rich people.
We are not impressed.
Mike, if you recall the first time my sister lived in Los Angeles, she lived in Bel Air. We went to get coffee. We spotted Rod Stewart and his daughter right next to us having a lunch, like sushi. And then my sister wanted to take a picture, and I was a rube, and I was like, "Just don't mess. Like, he's with his daughter. Like, let him be where he is." And we walked out, and I have seen one of his beautiful Ferraris with the Italian racing stripes up the middle. And I remember Googling back then, this is now 4 or 5 years ago, and that car, that model itself, was one of 500 and was worth north of $1.2 million. And if you own a $1.2 million Ferrari, you will fill your own potholes on your street.
All right, tomorrow there is a guy that I have been bunny trailing on YouTube, and he just popped up on my feed recently. He gives a tour of his private jet. He wears these ridiculously flamboyant colors. Mm-hmm. He's a British guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the guy's name, but I'm going to look him up.
All right.
And I'll try to get it before the end of the show so we can have a discussion on this. This guy goes in and buys like 15 $1 million watches in New York. Mm. He flaunts his wealth, and he does it in a very weird way, but I don't know what the guy's name. People who know who I'm talking about will get it right now. Let's see. The highway people said, "While we appreciate Sir Rod's commitment to and community spirit, we discourage anyone from carrying out work on the roads themselves without proper traffic management and other specific safety measures. Residents are putting themselves and others at risk."
Am I mistaken? It seemed to be in the back of my mind that before he was a singer, he was a grave digger.
He was a grave digger.
Yeah. So he
has a
shovel.
That's where he used to scream to rough his voice up.
Yeah.
There's a can-do attitude.
Like, sure.
You know what? Let's figure this out.
If you really want to tell Rod Stewart to stop doing something, stop recording standards.
No, go back to the faces stuff.
Please. Yes, exactly.
Long distance information. Give me the traffic administration. Anyway, 2 days ago. Thank you. I need my thing again. 2 days ago, we were talking about the time change and how this is the same debate that we do twice a year. Why are we still doing this? Well, now it turns out That might have been the last time we debated.
Yeah.
The Senate passed a bill yesterday to make daylight saving time permanent.
Woo!
Now the House has to approve it before the president can sign it into law. It's called the Sunshine Protection Act, and Marco Rubio has been pushing for it for years.
Can I play the audio? Because it is funny when you hear one of the senators actually pump her fist. This is great. Listen.
I ask unanimous consent that the Rubio substitute amendment at the desk be considered and agreed to.
Is there objection? Objection so ordered. Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President. And yes. As the day goes on, I look forward to others will be coming to the floor here in a moment. You'll see it's an eclectic collection of members of the United States Senate
eclectic,
in favor
yes.
of what we've just done here in the Senate, and that's to pass a bill to make a daylight savings time permanent.
Maybe the people that were going to vote against it were an hour late because they didn't set their clocks.
That's Democrat Republican Kyrsten Sinema, who's pumping her fist and saying yes. So anyway, she's excited about Rubio's law. So good for him. And, you know, bipartisan. I want it. I hope they I hope they pass it.
If they can't pass this.
Baby steps.
Put them in, like, just get a net. Get everybody
a butterfly
together.
Net? Right.
And just say it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. We can't do anything in this country. And a little something, something for you now. Police in Canada arrested a man who was wreaking havoc in Victoria on Monday afternoon. He was rollerblading through downtown carrying a hockey stick, which he was using to bang garbage cans and hit the windows of businesses. Things really crossed the line when the rollerblading man chased a woman and stole her toque.
Toque.
Does anybody know what a toque?
Toque.
Toque.
How do you know it's toque?
Because the McKenzie brothers say it. It's a stocking cap, sort of.
Toque. Like,
yeah, it's a toque.
Toque.
Yeah.
It's T-O-Q-U-E.
Yeah.
I think it's toque, but that might be the Canadian accent.
McKenzie toque. Brothers always said toque. Yeah.
Well, that's a stocking cap. It's a beanie with a little pom-pom on top.
Yeah.
The woman was not injured, just sad about her stolen toque. When the police arrived, the thief rollerbladed around the police car.
Of course he did.
Before being taken into custody. He's looking at robbery charges because of the stolen cap. And he's dreaming of Florida, where what he did is considered not criminal behavior. There you go. They got much worse. Oops. I almost said the S word. We got to take a break, and we will come back with more stuff right here. I have no idea. Yeah, all right. We're going to do the Am I Difficult quiz when we come back.
No, we're not.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. No, hey, I get that.
Right.
I get jokes. Good. There you go. All right.
Welcome to Subway. May I take your order?
I suppose so. You look poor, but I want something large to feed many of my friends. I have lots of powerful friends.
How about a 6-foot party sub?
6-foot is so last year. I want a 7-foot sub. All imported meats and cheeses with caviar and 20-carat gold flake.
I'm not sure we can do that.
I find it funny that you would employ that pedophile Jared as a spokesman, but you can't honor my simple request. Why do you dress that way?
It's my uniform.
It's ugly. I hate it.
We can make your sub, but we'll need the money up front.
No problem. Here we go. Here's my Hooters Breast Advantage MasterCard.
We don't take that.
Citibank Foreign National Mileage Card.
That either.
Diners Club Vintage Yummy Card.
That's a no.
Texaco Visa Card.
No.
First National Bank Con Woman Discover Card.
No.
My Kohl's Secret Shopper.
No.
My Target America's Most Wanted Card.
No.
My Kmart Frequent Shopper Card.
No.
My BP International Oil Spill VIP Card.
Declined.
What if I put a $100 bill in the tip jar?
Do you have a $100 bill?
No. I want that sandwich. By the way, would you like to buy an app?
Anna Delvey, the only person who can't shop at the TMOS shopping center. But you can. Target and Walmart. Stock up now for your trip to Morocco at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Where were all the clicky the sounds we were going to put in
there?
What happened?
They weren't declined. He just said they didn't accept them. The only time that it was declined was when we played the decline sound.
I tried
it with the sounds, and it was just distracting from the rhythm.
I understand, Bruce. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. The conflict in Ukraine has caused mortgage rates to suddenly drop again. Just ahead of the Fed's upcoming meeting, this means mortgage rates and applications have surged recently. That means the applications have surged recently as people prepare for higher mortgage rates. With this latest dip, you could save hundreds per month. And if you wanted to use the equity in your home for any reason or simply to remove your monthly mortgage insurance, the time to act is now. Got to be fleet of foot.
Yes.
You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, the low rate window is closing fast. Nobody expected this was going to happen. Nobody expected the whole Ukraine thing was going to happen. After the 16th, the rates will be higher, and you will have lost this awesome opportunity. Why not call and see what they can do for you? With their no obligation rate quote, you may be surprised how much you can save. Whether you are purchasing or refinancing, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of the Mike O'Mara Show listener, and now licensed in 41 states. So even if you tried them before, try them again. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. So something came across my palatial desk today, and
your shared workspace, was it better today? Did your son clean up at all?
It looks all right. I don't think the dogs have been in here.
That's
so
good. That's good.
We'll take this as a win.
That's a win. It's a big win.
Win-win. It's your win. It's your win. All right. Let me see if I've got this.
I had a dream about your. It's so the stuff we talk about sometimes like seeps into my dreams.
Right.
I had a dream about all your controllers. And that you were taking them all apart and cleaning them with the distilled water so they would work again.
Yes.
And then you FaceTime me, but you couldn't figure out how to FaceTime me so I could see your controller. And then you got mad at me and hung up.
Well, that fits right. That is an absolutely flawless segue, Oscar, into this next segment, because I thought I would take this quiz, but I would do that with the assistance of you two.
Okay.
Now, I want you to be completely fair to me here.
All right.
Because I don't think this is going to work unless you're really fair. Mm-hmm. This is called the difficult person test.
All right.
Most of the world's cultures have expressions that describe people who are difficult to get along with. Let's see. Chelsea Sleep and her colleagues at the University of Georgia now believe that they can scientifically quantify the seven elements that constitute a difficult person.
Oh, wow.
And then it spoke to me a little bit when it said, are you difficult to get along with? For each of the following questions, indicate how well it applies to you. So what it has here is a question, and then it's got a red side and a green side and a line in between. So they will ask you a question. If you disagree with the answer, then you go to the far left. If you really disagree, you go all the way to the left. And the same with if you agree, you go all the way to the right. So I want definitive. You do what you think. We'll see what happens.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Ready to start this quiz?
Yes, ready to rock.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is 35 questions.
All right.
It's going to take a while. People tell me I am out of control. Can I go first, I think,
for purposes? Yeah.
And I said I disagree with that. I am not told that I'm out of control.
I strongly agree with that.
I moderately agree with that. Because there are
You agree with me, or you agree with the question?
With the you had like a sliding
you,
scale.
You, Mike,
right?
O'Mara, are out of control more often than you think.
Don't tell him that because they're scared.
That's true. Thank you, Pony, for
to be technical.
Thanks for weighing in, Ichabod.
Ichabod.
So you guys are telling me that I am
right.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. All right, then. And I'm saying I'm not, but I have to go with 2 out of 3. You're saying I am too?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that into the green category. Where do I put it here? All right, there. So I put it right in the middle of the green.
Okay.
All right. Next question here. I have often been described as cold or uncaring. Disagree or agree?
Oh, disagree.
All right.
Somebody say you care too much.
Yes.
All right.
And you're hot to the touch.
I put that on the extreme disagree. Mm-hmm. And the extreme will only be when all three of us agree.
All right, okay, agreed.
All right.
So I obviously
this is brave
have to take
of you.
Obviously, yeah. I obviously have to take advantage of the ones that we all agree on.
Yeah.
Passes. All right, moving around. I don't really care if I offend others.
Strongly agree.
No, disagree.
All he does is offend people.
No, but he always
makes a living at it.
If he offends someone though, he's always apologetic. He cares about it. He doesn't want to do it. Sometimes he has to do it. But he doesn't feel.
What does that mean?
I'm going to go on the disagree side, the middle of the disagree side, since you and I agree, Rob.
Okay.
Well, don't kiss his ass. Be honest.
I am being honest.
All right. So now moving on to that. I get angry more frequently than most people I know. Let's go right to the strongly agree. Yeah.
Yes, please.
All the way to the right.
There you go.
All the way. I did all the way to the right. I look down on people who unwisely share their secrets. That's a weird one. I look down on people who unwisely share their secrets. I do not.
No.
I do not. I'm sorry. That one, yes. Strongly disagree. Next question. Here we go. Others should pay special attention to me.
Strongly agree.
Agreed.
Okay. I go all the way to the side. I'm really bumming that I brought this to the show now. I haven't looked at the questions. Most people are lazy and don't work hard unless they have to.
Be honest.
I guess this is asking me this.
Yeah.
Most people are lazy and don't work hard unless they have to. I agree with that.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So that's for strongly me saying
agree.
It.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very good. Yeah. Oscar would be in that one, too.
I'm not saying I'm not.
I'm just getting defensive as this quiz goes on.
Don't be defensive because if nothing else out of this quiz, we got the nickname Ichabod for Pony.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a win.
And Dickles out of the show.
I think about hurting and or humiliating people who annoy me.
That one time you did text me, can you fill a tube sock up with D-cell batteries and be at my house in 30 minutes?
That's right. You don't purposely do it to most people, but if it's someone that annoys you, maybe yes.
Yeah, you have sick thoughts.
I have sick thoughts.
Yeah.
Strongly
not.
Just be honest.
Yeah, and I'm
putting that in the middle of the agree. I don't want to be
alone.
The other way.
You're not alone.
Yes. All right, very good.
Sometimes it comes in a dream.
Okay. Thank you. Hopefully not that bad.
No.
I monitor my romantic partner, friends, and or family members intensely to find out who is being disloyal. I don't do that, gang.
No.
I don't care.
No.
I'm off to the golf course. What's that?
You get mad about our Facebook posts, if we're working with other people.
Oh, so you disagree with me on this one.
Yeah. He's so jealous so quickly.
You do have a jealous streak. You do. Yeah.
I got to put that in the middle of the agree because both you guys had it, you pricks. Yeah. All right, let's see.
But you don't. Here's the thing: you're passive about it. You don't seek it out. It's not like you're hiring a private.
Well, I certainly don't do it with my wife.
No. That ship has sailed.
What does that mean?
I mean, like, if she's gonna cheat, she's gonna cheat.
That's
like,
right.
He's not gonna.
What time is my appointment today?
Come on, we got to get through this.
We do.
Hold on.
He's getting uncomfortable.
Let me see what time is it here.
Uneasy.
Oh, we're running out of time, guys. I guess we'll have to finish this tomorrow.
Are we? We have to. No, I'll break it up in two.
Yeah.
I want to get to at least 15. We got five more before we break. People sometimes bother me just by being around me.
Oh, absolutely.
Strongly agree.
God. Strongly agree. Yeah.
Built a career on it.
What did he do to you? Good Lord. I don't know. I just don't want
him. Yeah, I don't like his look.
Question 11. I am a unique individual who deserves special treatment.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Put that there. I got to agree with it. This sucks. Why did I bring this to it? People do what I want them to because they are afraid of me.
Strongly agree.
Strongly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to lead with fear.
Yeah. Ichabod is nodding.
We're at question 13. Question. Thanks, Bob.
Bob.
I use insincere flattery to get my way.
No.
Disagree.
No. You don't
disagree.
Do that.
No.
All right. Disagree. That's probably the same thing. You know, that's making me. 14. Others consider my lifestyle wild and exciting.
Oh, yes. Strongly agree.
Oh, no. Disagree.
What are you talking about? This man has lived five lives.
No, but his current lifestyle?
Current lifestyle.
Yeah, well, even his current lifestyle is great.
Yeah, but
he's on the radio. He's a podcaster. Right. He's an older dad. He plays golf during the day. He's married to a younger wife. This is great.
He's the bench coach.
He's living the dream.
He golfs.
I'm putting it in the disagree because Rob and I agree on that one.
Yeah,
Pony, what about you?
I wouldn't say it's a wild lifestyle.
Burr, 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 burr.
Well, let him answer.
All right, last question before we go to break.
Yeah.
I avoid direct conflict with people who may be useful to me in the future.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
Such a horrible. God, I'm a prick. We got to take a break.
You're
going to
come strong in the second segment.
Yeah, second half.
No, I'm not. No. It's just going to get worse. Like, you know, oh, man, it's going to be so horrible at the end of this. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Every now and then you hit a home run. We'll be right back.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Hi, Steve. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tom invented cocktail sauce.
Yes, fantastic. Time is money. Don't waste either with repeated trips to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process, so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. This is what I want you to do. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Yeah. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. When I'm doing that commercial, I always want to say U.S. postage. U.S. postage. You don't need it. We know it's U.S.
Yeah,
postage.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah, United States of America.
Don't be a moron, Mike. All right, back to the quiz.
Yes.
I usually don't help others unless there is something in it for me.
That is strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Yeah, strongly disagree.
Right. You will help. Right.
Thank you very much.
Helper.
Known to help.
Everyone I can get in the win column, I'll take. People who don't do as I say need to be criticized.
Yes. Strongly agree.
Strongly
agree.
Me too. God. Now I'm just going along with it because it's all true. That sucks.
Well, no. I mean,
question number 18 of 35. People purposefully do and say things to upset me.
No. Strongly disagree.
Disagree.
Okay. We want to keep you happy.
Exactly.
I often hesitate to confide in others.
True. Strongly agree. You have to get into the tree of trust.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that one. Let's see. I can get pretty angry when others disagree with me. No need to answer, guys. See. I'm putting it right there on the agree can.
Okay. Strong.
Thank you. I often feel suspicious of people even after they've acted loyally towards me.
I wonder. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I have a strong feeling that I agree.
Strongly agree. Yeah. Strongly.
Oh, God. This is going to be so ugly at the end. Generally speaking, I'm a superior person.
Strongly agree.
Agreed.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting it in the middle because I don't necessarily agree that I'm superior.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yes. I hold grudges.
Strongly agree.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
That made Pony laugh loud enough to go through the glass.
Yeah. Ichabod!
Watch out for that horse.
See, you're holding a grudge right now.
Thank you. I feel that I am more special than others.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, yes.
You are talented.
Oh. This is really, I didn't know I'd be this bummed after.
I'm Don't just be bummed.
No, that's
not a bad thing.
No, it's great that you're special.
Other people's emotions are their problem, not mine.
Strongly agree. Strongly.
No, I disagree.
Well, you remember that one time you're like, if their butt hurt, too bad for them.
When was that?
Yeah, but I don't, but I mean, like, if somebody has a sad day,
you're not exactly an empath.
Read that question again.
But you are.
Tomorrow we should have another quiz. The how much does Oscar hate me quiz?
No, I'm in the same category as this. I'd answer to this to a certain effect.
I'm taking everything I can get. I'm putting this in the middle of the disagree. Sorry.
All right.
You're alone on that. I get angry when something blocks my plans. Let me put the agree down. Yes. All right,
is there a strongly agree?
And I put it all the way to the far right. We're at 27. I am someone who deserves great recognition and success.
Strongly agree.
I agree, I think you deserve the recognition. I don't think you feel you deserve success.
Will you stop soft selling this? All he does is BS about what he deserves.
You're fine.
Thank you. I put that in the strongly agree.
Yes, right. Thank you.
I am. I sometimes get into dangerous situations.
Strongly agree.
Like what? Quicksand?
Well, no. Outside of Clyde's.
Oh, that's true. Strongly agree.
Hello. One of the many.
Strongly agree.
He's good at this.
It's part of his exciting lifestyle. Yes.
He is dicing me up. Yeah. Yeah. I like telling people what to do.
Agreed. Strongly agree.
Strong.
Do you like being the captain?
Sure. Aye. Okay. I'm the captain now.
Moving on. We have five of these. Mercifully, five of these. I enjoy coming out on top after humiliating others.
Strongly disagree.
All right.
Yeah. Good. I'd say that's right.
Here we go. No, I'm remorseful when I do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but you don't seek it out.
I don't. Let me see. I often find myself saying and doing things without stopping to think.
Strongly agree.
Agreed.
God. You are impulsive.
Okay, let's see.
And compulsive. Yeah.
I keep okay.
All the pulsives.
I keep track of sensitive information that can be used to hurt people at a later time.
Strongly disagree.
Disagreed.
Disagree. Yeah. All right.
You're not organized enough to do that.
Well, no, he's not a blackmailer.
Others have told me I am a hothead. Put that right into the strongly agree.
Hothead is a great word.
Yeah. I'm glad you like it. I only obey those laws and rules that seem sensible to me. No, that's not true.
No, law-abiding
citizen. I disagree with that one. All right, here's the last question. I exploit others toward my own ends.
Disagree.
Disagree.
Disagree. Thank you.
Disagree.
That's it. Finish. Let's see what happens here. Here we go. All right. It showed me a scale. All right. Okay. You are a very difficult person to get along with. 65%. Well, that's a long way to go for that.
And 65%. That's barely a passing grade.
Let me show you here. I've got the chart.
Yes, yes.
I know you can't see the lettering on the chart.
This is great, yeah.
This is aggression.
Yes.
This is grandiosity.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what are the little pieces of pie?
Yeah, the little guys.
The little guy,
what's the smallest?
The gray
one. What is the smallest?
The smallest is callousness.
Okay. Ah. What about the one that doesn't register, that's missing?
The one, that's the one that's, they're all registered.
Okay.
They've all got a little piece of pie in them.
Got it.
Callousness is the least.
Mm-hmm.
The next least is risk-taking,
mm-hmm.
which kind of benefits me.
Yeah.
The next one is, the next less one is manipulativeness.
Mm.
The next one after that is suspicion, and then dominance is the next one after that. The two big ones are aggression and grandiosity.
Yeah,
I cop to it.
Yeah,
I totally cop to it. I understand the
way it
works.
What did you think was
going to
happen?
Delusions of grandiosity. I thought maybe I'd come out better on it. Isn't that right, Ichabod? All right.
This is going to show the world what a great person I am.
Oh, exactly. Wait. Hold on.
Stop it.
Callousness is characterized by lacking empathy or concern for others. Grandiosity can be described as having a grandiose sense of self-importance. Aggressiveness is the tendency to behave rudely and with hostility towards others. Suspicion. We know what these are. Yeah. Why are you giving me this?
Is there another
this is a rip-off
at the bottom?
They just cheated us.
That's totally cheated. Totally cheap. What
you
a waste
get out
of my
the
time. It was
car.
Free. It was free, but it was a waste of my f***ing time.
They should send you $5. Don't they know who you are?
That was great content.
Man, okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now you can hit the drums. Thank
all right,
you.
Hit the music.
All right. When we come back, it's Town Sound.
Town.
We'll do that when we come back. This has left me empty and bitter.
Hey.
This whole quiz.
Remember the talking head. You felt great after the talking head. Focus on that.
Yeah, talking it was a long time ago, as far as I'm concerned.
A million years ago.
Yeah, we'll be right back on the Michael Murray Show.
Oh, Paisans! The Michael Murray Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capisce? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
That's Paulie Christine enjoying his retirement. And we say, Paulie, we love you. Keep it up. Thank you very much. And more pictures of food. Love to see the pictures of food.
He should TikTok his pictures of food.
My dad grass arrived yesterday.
Oh, snap!
Nice.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Much interest in the O'Mara household with the dadgrass. If you don't know what dadgrass is, they're a fine new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. And it's all about mellower vibes. They're just a drop or a toke away with dadgrass. Dadgrass will take you back to a time when music was on vinyl, Delta was an airline, hipsters were a style of jeans. Sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. I'm here to tell you that Dadgrass will be with the O'Maras going down to see my sister this weekend.
Yes.
Hello, coffee.
Oh, what a party we'll have. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine instead of the whole bottle. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood, and I'm looking forward to it. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound town.
Mike, when you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. We have, I was a fan of those Dyson Airblade hand dryers in a bathroom.
Yes.
I thought they were very cool. And they
You liked them, I hated them.
And you hated them. And Mike, let me tell you this, you're ahead of the curve. A guy was trending on TikTok yesterday, a medical doctor, talking about the Dyson Airblade. Oh.
Yo, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but those hand dryers in public restrooms are extremely disgusting. And there have been actual studies done on those hand dryers to see if they spread bacteria. And spoiler alert, they tend to spread more bacteria compared to just towels.
So they're actually blowing bacteria all over the bathroom.
You know, the automatic paper dispenser, which back when I had my Ristorante was one of the first things I wanted put in my bathrooms, is still my favorite. Touchless, grab the paper.
Yep.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do it. That's
I like it.
I
yeah. And Dyson, you can just get bent blowing
yeah,
your bacteria.
Yeah, Dyson, you know, I mean, yeah, we're shark people here.
Yeah.
Shark.
You were Dyson people, and then you cleaned your outdoor grill with your cordless vacuum.
Oh, I remember that.
But we... God,
you
what
got
is
a memory.
With your memory today?
Well, because I remember sitting there, and I was, and when he said, I grabbed the Dyson, and I said, what?
Don't do that.
Yeah. And it's wonderful for sucking up all the greasy residue on a grill. No, it's
bloop,
not.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
I was so intrigued with cleaning my Goss grill with a Dyson.
What grill?
I wrecked it. A Goss grill. My Goss grill totally just destroyed it, wrecked it. All the mechanics inside of it. What an idiot he was, trying to do a last-minute project that should have been done 2 or 3 days ago.
Mike, are you familiar at all with the Harry Potter franchise?
No, okay. I really, I've
I'm
never
all
read
in.
A book.
Okay. I love the franchise.
All right, Lord Voldemort, or Voldemort? Voldemort, right? Is that how he says
it? I don't
name?
Know.
He has no nose. He just has two holes in his face.
Oh, he looks like a skeleton.
Exactly. Did you know there is a disease that causes your nose to fall off? It's called saddle nose.
Oh.
That's the symptom, but I think you will have heard of the disease.
I was watching Harry Potter and I realized something. You see, I noticed that Voldemort doesn't actually have a nose. And then I remembered that there's actually a disease out there that can cause you to lose your nose specifically. And no, you're not going to look like Voldemort, but you can actually have your nose fall off if you don't get this condition treated. And if you're wondering what that disease is, I guarantee you, you've heard of it before. It's called syphilis.
Syphilis will make your nose.
Oh, that'll do it to
you. I thought syphilis affected your brain.
It can.
I thought it affected your nether regions.
But I'll tell you this, that guy Voldemort should stay away from the hookers. Made his nose
absolutely.
Fall
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hookers syphilis Hogwarts.
Mort. Yeah. What he needs is some sort of magic.
Doesn't Hogwarts sound like something you'd wake up, after a bad weekend? What did she give me?
Hogwarts.
Oh my God!
Running rampant at AU, isn't it?
There are a lot of floors that had it. Whole floors of students with Hogwarts.
All right, let's close with this, Mike. As you know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. One of my favorite comics, Greg Fitzsimmons, talks about being Fitzsimmons as a boy when St. Patrick's Day would roll around.
My day, St. Patrick's Day. I grew up marching with my grandfather with the Ancient Order of Hibernians from the Bronx every year. And it's same thing every year. Up at the crack of dawn, drinking, fighting, throwing up. And then you leave the house, things get bad.
That's all I got. That's sound time for you today.
Now leaving sound time. Please come again.
The Hibernians.
I'm really excited. Going to the Boston Red Sox game on St. Patrick's Day now.
Yeah, wear green.
We're all going to be wearing the green. Yeah. Hey, how come the music's getting so loud? Hey, turn that crap down. We're all Irish, yes, sirree. Don't forget to wear green tomorrow. If you wear orange, you're going to fight me.
Anyway, we got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Meara saying thank you. And Paul Price, Talking Head, great, great, great visit. Good luck with your book. We can't wait to promote it for you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
It's in the hole!
I'm a phony, just like you.
Full rock, fire town.
Master Blaster runs Bartown.
Lift in Bartown.